Brazilian film that follows the story of three school-age friends, Leo, Giovanna, and Gabriel. And it is just a typical coming-of-age film, except that the main character is both blind and gay. In terms of representation and how effectively this movie achieves its goals, I give it a 3 out of 5, due to some issues that I will explain later on in this podcast. So the first thing that I want to talk about is the LGBT representation in this film. As I mentioned before, the main character of the film, Leo, is gay, and the film involves him coming to terms with that and figuring it out for himself as he falls in love with one of his best friends, Gabriel. The director of this film wanted to create a coming-of-age film involving love and romance that everyone can relate to, regardless of whether they are blind or not, or gay or straight. The director wanted to create something that was relatable to everyone in either in the sense that you have already discovered your identity and you'll see yourself in these characters, or if someone is not quite in touch with that side of themselves yet, that they will be able to see themselves through these characters. I think that as far as the coming of age aspect of this film goes, they do a really good job of portraying the many elements of self-discovery that occur during the teenage years when figuring out romance and friendship and trying to figure out your feelings. Being a teenager is a very challenging time in your life where you're still trying to figure out who you are, in addition to the pressures from peers, parents, and society. So this film can be relatable to anyone regardless of sexuality, because it shows many of the struggles that teenagers face regardless of their orientation or their ability. So one thing that I found very important about this film is that the main character, in addition to being gay, is blind. And I thought that the disability representation is a very important thing to address, because there are not that many disabled stories in common media where the main character or even a side character is disabled, and that is a part of who they are that is acknowledged, and it doesn't necessarily give them superpowers or become a secret weapon because of their disability. It just shows them for who they are. And along with that, this film shows how Leo's disability causes more conflict with his parents than a normal teenager, where his parents are behaving overprotectively because he is blind. And it really accentuates the struggle for individuality versus the parents' protection that many teenagers experience regardless of whether or not they're disabled. However, one thing that I do want to mention on the topic of disability representation in this film is that the actor that plays Leo is not actually blind. I think that it's very important to acknowledge the limitations of a non-disabled person playing a disabled person and what that means for disability representation. In my research about this, I discovered the term disabled drag, which is referring to when abled people either dress up as or behave like a disabled person when they are not. And I found this interesting quote from a disabled actor, Matt Fraser, who played in American Horror Story. He says, "Ideally, anybody should be able to play anybody, but only when there's a truly level playing field of opportunity." And this really highlights what's wrong with non-disabled actors playing disabled characters, because disabled people are so often shut out of acting careers. There isn't a level playing field for these people, and these kinds of roles should be left for the people that actually experience those disabilities. And one opinion that I've seen a lot of is that there is no amount of research that can make an abled person able to play a disabled person, because they simply cannot have that frame of reference. So because of this issue, I felt like I needed to deduct 2 points from my rating of this film, simply because I feel like that aspect of it is somewhat detrimental to its disabled representation. Therefore, I feel as though overall this film deserves a 3 out of 5 in terms of both its gay representation / LGBT representation and its disabled representation. I think that the goal of this film was good, but it could have been better executed through the casting of actually disabled actors.